Jennifer Rawlinson, Rawlinson, Jennifer, Jenninister. Date of visit 2/3/2023. Date of ER visit 2/3/2023 at Texas Emergency Hospital by Dr. Wagner. This is a 50-year-old woman with history of diabetes, myocardial infarction, hypertension, and status post cardiac stent placement, whom was seen in the emergency room on or about 4 p.m. on 2/3/2023. Patient blood pressure initially was 173/97, pulse of 125. Patient was chief complaint was headache and increased blood pressure. Patient also had slurred speech to the point that the nursing staff had to call her daughter Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, who lives 45 minutes away, to get history from regarding the patient. Subsequently, patient was admitted to the hospital, to the emergency room, where patient received clonidine 0.2 milligrams to bring the blood pressure down, Zofran, fentanyl, 50 microgram times 2, and human for blood sugar of 322, which brought it down to 97. Cardiac workup, CT of the head, urine drug screen, swab tests were all negative, period. The paragraph, Dr. Wagner then discharged the patient. There's no indication as whether the patient was re-examined. Everything on the examination T-sheet is checked as normal. The daughter states that when patient arrived in the emergency room, she had severe slurred speech, which the nurses felt like patient was a drug addict and had been taking drugs. She sat in the emergency room for 20 to 30 minutes before being taken back, period. The daughter also states that patient had severe right hand weakness, which continued during the emergency room stay, to the point that after Dr. Wagner decided to send the patient home, the daughter felt uncomfortable and took the patient to HCA in Cleveland for evaluation, where repeat CT scan was done. The results are not available, but clinically, obviously, patient is having stroke/TIA symptoms, and patient was sent to the Kingwood Hospital to be admitted. Subsequently, was found to have a hemodynamically unstable lesion in her right carotid, and she's been she's scheduled for endarterectomy. Period. The paragraph issues during the hospital stay that are concerned to the family. She sat in the waiting area for 20 to 30 minutes before she was taken back because nobody recognized the symptoms of slurred speech related to her stroke. B, CT scan was delayed 1.5 to 2 hours. C, Dr. Wagner never examined my mother. When I confronted him regarding that, he got mad and stormed out. D, a diagnosis of a migraine headache was made. Patient has never had history of migraine headaches, and the daughter states that mom has never had migraine headaches in the past. Next number, patient continued to have right-handed weakness, difficulty walking, and difficulty stumbling around, but no one recognized this as a sign of stroke and documented it. Next letter, A, B, C, D, E, the patient, the daughter, Brittany, brought these concerns to the nursing supervisor's attention at the time she was leaving TEH, and the nursing supervisor stated that they were going to write up Dr. Wagner regarding his behavior in the emergency room toward the family. Next number, the T-sheet is... states that everything was normal, including speech and the weakness and the gait. Next number, the diagnosis was migraine headaches. At the time of discharge, with no regard to the physical findings. That was an issue that was stated above. Thank you.